Now we're going to go on and test you on singing, which is the second half of the test. Now, if you have any strikes from your spelling test at all, we're going to keep those strikes as we go into the singing test. If you have one strike, then you only have one more strike left, because then on the third one you are going to be out if you strike out in the singing test. So we keep whatever strikes we have. If you don't have any strikes at all, you passed your spelling test this time perfectly, then you never have to retake that spelling test again. You have already passed it perfectly. But if you have one or two strikes in your spelling test, and if you were to strike out on your singing test that we're just about to do, then you would go back and retake your spelling test as well as retake your singing test. Okay? So anyone who has just done the spelling test perfectly does not have to retake it if you strike out on this second test, but anyone who has strikes at all in the spelling test would have to retake the spelling test as well as the singing test if you strike out on the singing test. And by the way, if you start to memorize the order of the questions, like if you take a test over maybe two or three times and you start to know what I'm going to ask and what the answer is, don't be concerned about that, because we are going to do enough drilling and enough testing that you will get to learn these things so naturally. It won't make any difference if you start to memorize the order of a drill or the order of a test. So don't be concerned about that at all. Okay, now we're going to go on to our singing test then. If you have one strike, you still have a strike. If you have two strikes, you still have two strikes. So you want to use your strikes wisely when we go on here. Now, the way it's going to work is this. I'm going to say a perfect fifth up from C. Then I play it. Now, I give you time to think about it a little. And in the meantime, you're going to be singing C, and then what you should say is G. You should sing the first note first, because it's going to be rather difficult to just sing the G. So it will be helpful if you sing C, and then find G. Now you have to find that before I tell you what the answer is. I'm going to say time. If you haven't said the answer by the time I say time, that's all right. But you have to immediately sing the answer. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you what it is, and if I tell you, then that would be a strike if you haven't answered already. Now, in this drill, in this test, there are two answers for each question. You have to sing the G properly, as well as say the spelling, G. Now, if you get the spelling right, but you sing the wrong note, that's still a strike. If you sing the right note, but you say the wrong spelling, then that's one strike. So it's possible to get two strikes in one question, so you really have to watch it on this particular test. Okay? Now, after I tell you what the answer is, I'll say G. I'm going to repeat what the actual question was. I will just say the answer is G, C, G. So it will refresh your memory as to what the whole question was. If you get it wrong, write down on a piece of paper what you got wrong, so that when you go back, you will be able to correct any mistake. It's usually going to be a spelling mistake, I think, in these initial few tapes. You usually get a spelling mistake wrong. So if you do, write down what you got wrong so you can study that, so you'll never make that mistake again. We don't want to be tripped up in any future lesson by that mistake again. Now, one more thing before we start the test. Surveys have showed, and experience has showed, that most of the people, I don't know why, but most of the people who come to the Perfect Pitch Seminar and most of the people who are interested in ear training are men. So for that reason, sorry ladies, we're not discriminating by any means. We're very happy to have you on this course. But for that reason, I'm going to be playing your singing drill in a man's range. Now, if the tones that I play are not comfortable for your range, if you're a lady or if you're a man and it just doesn't happen to be in your range, that's all right. All you have to be concerned about is that you end up on, like if I'm playing C and G and you have to sing a G, you have to end up on some G and say G. G, it doesn't make any difference if you're singing it an octave higher or an octave lower. So you may transpose these intervals into your own range. So don't worry about the actual pitches I'm playing, whether it's in your range or not. Just adapt accordingly. And as far as singing the intervals in tune are concerned, this is going to have to be at your own discretion. If I'm playing a C and you're trying to sing a G, G, then when I play the G on the piano, you will hear whether you are in tune or not. Now, I don't want you to sing down to an, like, G, G, that's on an F sharp, almost, see? Or sing a G, G, that's sort of in between a G and an A flat, see? Just be reasonable. G, it can be a little lower, a little higher, it doesn't make much difference. G, maybe down G or up G, something like that. That's all within the range. It doesn't have to be perfectly in tune. That's all at your own discretion, though. When you hear the tone I play, if it's way far off, you're going to have to take a strike. But if it is reasonably in tune with what I play on the piano, then we will count that as correct. Once again, if we're not a vocalist, we don't have perfect control over our vocal cords like the vocalist would have. But we still have to be reasonably in tune, otherwise we're not even singing the right interval. One more thing. On the test, when you're singing, your answer, if I play a C and you're singing G, then hold the G until I say the answer so that you will be able to compare what I'm playing on the piano with your voice more accurately. I'll play C, you'll say G, and then I later on play the piano so that you can hear whether you're correct or not, and then that will be at your discretion if you feel that you are close enough for it to be a pass. All right?